and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike David, and joining me today, please welcome my guest, Kim Morrow. Kim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thank you so much.
That's great to hear. And why don't you start with first putting out your contact info, or whatever is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for after the show.
Okay, my business is Speak Life International, and that website is speaklifeinternational.com. I can be emailed directly at kim.morrow, that's M-O-R-R-O-W, at speaklifeinternational.com.
Excellent. And Kim, where is it that you're coming from?
I'm sorry, Mike, I didn't hear the question.
Where is it that you're coming from, Kim?
I'm located in Pearland, Texas, which is just south of Houston, Texas.
Nice, nice. How's the weather over there today?
Today, it's pleasant. Given that it's very hot in the south, it's not too bad.
There you go. It's good to hear you're managing. And now, for people that are maybe first time tuning into you or just may not be as familiar with you, if you can, just kind of go over what it is you do exactly and just a little bit of background about yourself.
Okay. Well, my name is Kim Morrow. I am the founder of Speak Life International, and what I provide is communication alignment consultations. I'm often listed under the banner of Life Coach, but my specific offering is in regards to communication. I find that often our goals and what we're striving for are not in alignment with how we speak, and sometimes that can halt or slow down the progress that we're trying to make. So that's what I offer at Speak Life International.
Excellent, excellent. Now I have to ask, how was it that you got started, or what actually inspired you to actually do what you're doing now?
Well, actually, I was in IT for 30 years, and in 2016, I wrote my book, and out of that, Speak Life International and Lamp Oil Publishing was born. All throughout my career in IT, it's really analytical in nature, but I found that as I was communicating, all of my messaging, the messaging was very important to me. They were like my very own little Picassos. And I know that throughout my mentoring and communication with others, just listening to the conversations and knowing that sometimes that's a barrier and an obstacle to where we're trying to go. It was really innately a part of what I do. As I see conflict, oftentimes the root cause is the communication.
Gotcha. Now, how did you come to acquire all the knowledge that you know now? Did you have a mentor of any sorts, or did you kind of more so just kind of research all the things you know? How would you say?
I would say that, yes, I definitely had many mentors growing up, first with my family, my mom, my grandmother. Communication was very important in our family, treating each other well, very important. But also, over the years, the teachers, administrators, managers, other business owners took an interest in me, and over the years I've picked up nuggets of information from them.
Excellent, excellent. Now, when someone reaches out to you for help, say, for the first time, what is it that you're mostly coming across? Are you finding that people are having one particular type of issue or multiple issues? What is it that you're finding?
I find that people's needs are just as unique as they are. There are some common things with communications that we can probably all work on that is applicable to us all. I find, for instance, the word always and never are hardly ever true. in the context of the conversation. So-and-so always mistreats me. You never listen to me. Those types of things are things that we can all work on, because in the heat of the moment or the conversation or the passion of it, sometimes those things will be stated, and it can derail a conversation. So those are things that we can all work on. But as individuals, there are things that are just unique to our lives. And so I think that when I'm listening to someone for the first time, I'm really geared in on what their needs are, not just a one-size-fits-all type of thing. And that's what the consulting is about.
Yeah, that's super interesting. I think communication is something that is so vital in a lot of different areas, whether it may be relationships or even careers. I think making those skills and focusing on those skills just has a great amount of benefits for people. Now, at what point do you think that people need to be considering a coach?
I think that we can all benefit from a coach. I'm not sure that there's a particular time to do it, but I believe that a lot of us in the workspace need to consider, again, what our goals are. If we've had any consistent, maybe, communication issues that even we've picked up on, it might be a good idea to just talk to someone that's not biased, just standing back and just giving a comprehensive view of maybe some things that can help out. I'm not sure that it's ever too early to ask for help.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Now, how would you say your process is when it comes to actually helping people? If someone new is coming to you, is there some sort of assessment? Do you kind of just, focus in on certain information? How do you usually go about it?
So when someone first comes to me, we do have an initial consultation, and that's free. I'm just really trying to get to know the individual, what their concerns are, what they hope to gain, and I'm listening to the conversation. And this may happen over several sessions, of course, as people open up. And I can also hear some communication, for lack of a better word, maybe tales, as people communicate and express what it is that their concerns are. But I think in getting to know the individual, what their goals are, and maybe just pinpointing some things for improvement that can help elevate them to get them there as far as communications, that's what I offer to the clientele. I'm not a therapist. If there's something going on that maybe marriage-related, something like that, where they need professional help in another context, then I would refer them or suggest, of course, that they speak to someone about that. My niche is communication alignment. It's how you're speaking in alignment with what you're trying to accomplish.
Gotcha. Now, what are your typical clients like? Are they usually, older in age? Do you work with younger individuals? What type of people are you seeing?
The clients that I've seen so far have been actually different ages, multiple ages, older too. But I found that even before I started the company in mentoring, I talked to a lot of younger ladies in the workplace, people that are coming up, and people are constantly watching. They hear your communications and they navigate, and so that's given me an opportunity to speak with a range of women, specifically young ladies, 30s, 40s, 50s and up, and also some men.
Excellent. Yeah, it's really, really awesome. Just the fact that you can help so many different people in an area that I like I said before, I think is so vital to so many things. Now, Kim, I do actually have more questions for you, but we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll get more information with Kim Morrow. We'll be right back.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. That's KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician, even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company, both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. Visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing. Quality service. Guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back. Of course, I'm your host, Mike David. Joining me again is Kim Morrow, a communication coach and also founder of Speak Life International and Lamp Oil Publishing. Now, Kim, of course, before the break, we were discussing a little bit more in depth on how you actually help people and some of the main obstacles people are facing when it comes to their communication skills. Coming from the perspective of a communication coach, what are some of the benefits and the advantages of bringing in a professional coach such as yourself?
I think that one of the advantages is knowing that our words create a reality. One of my books that I recommend is by Charles Tapp, The Tongue, A Creative Force. When we speak, we're either creating life or creating death to the circumstance. So it is important what we say and how we say it. And I think having a coach, a teacher, if you will, helps to understand how we can hone and shape our words for maximum benefit.
Gotcha. Now, one of the things that kind of pops into my mind when we're talking about communication and people needing to work on communication skills, one of the biggest obstacles for a lot of people is just building up the confidence to actually either do something like public speaking or do something such as, you know, approaching a stranger, doing a kind of a cold approach. A lot of people struggle with either confidence and getting over the fear and anxiety of doing something like that. Is that something that you help people kind of overcome?
Probably indirectly. If that's what the need is, I hadn't been called on to do that now. But I can say that I myself attend Toastmasters. And Toastmasters International is an excellent tool for helping anyone that is interested in speaking and in a non-threatening, very open, friendly type atmosphere to help get them engaged in learning how to speak publicly. So again, this would be another point of reference that I can help a client with. If that is really what they're looking for, then there are several organizations like Toastmasters International that can really help with that, and I do recommend them.
Gotcha. And now, is there any tools or techniques that you basically teach your clients so that they can use maybe when they're outside of sessions or kind of give them some sort of action plan of any sorts?
Yes, I think, you know, a simple example that I stated before, once you point things out to people, it starts registering in their minds when they're speaking. And when they say something, then it's like, oh, they'll catch themselves. And so I think there are some specific things that people can do. Again, sometimes it's just in general conversation that we say things like, all the men in my family have heart disease. That's just general conversation, okay? Or all the men died in my family by age 62. That's general conversation, but those words do have life. They do have meaning. And so we don't want to speak it in that manner. So when you catch yourself just in general conversation speaking, as you just have been taught maybe over the years, it's like all the men in my family in the past had been diagnosed with heart disease, but I profess in Jesus' name that I'm healed from heart disease. We're speaking the affirmation. We're supposed to speak what we desire, not what we have. That's the difference. So as we just tweak the conversation just a little bit, if you want something, you can't speak your present circumstance and keep repeating that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I really like that. And now, as far as the clients you worked with, and your experience, how long does it usually take to start seeing some type of results?
Well, I would say it, again, depends on the person. I think that once we open ourselves up to learning something new and we're no longer resistant to the change, then I think that it starts happening immediately. It may be slow, incremental steps, because change is a process and it does take time. And because we've been speaking in a certain way for so long, we're apt to continue to do that for a while. But as you keep making incremental steps, just like with exercise, right? You start a program and you keep doing it, and over time, it becomes a part of you, and you see that change manifested.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. And what's some of the feedback that you've gotten from your clients? What are people usually saying, you know, what the experience is working with you is like?
So far, everything's been positive. I'm happy to say I'm here to serve and to help in any way that I can. I like sharing with people what I've learned. And so, to me, if I help in any way, then that's a win for us both.
Excellent, excellent. And Kim, what would you say is next for you? Are you looking to possibly start other projects, looking to grow in certain areas? What would you say?
Well, I'm looking to keep on expanding the coaching business. I am also going to start a new book, but I'm working on the coaching and speaking and just spreading this message of help for people with regards to their communications. That's really where my focus is at this time.
Nice. And out of everything you do now to actually help people, what would you say is the most rewarding part for you personally?
I think the most rewarding part for me is just seeing someone unburdened, unshackled. When the light bulb goes off, I know how it feels for me when the light bulb goes off and it's like, oh my gosh, I understand now. That's what's rewarding, because then as people learn, they go and spread and tell other people. It's just a continuous healing process. The change, we have to be ready to change our thoughts and our speaking, and I think the actions will then follow. That's what's most rewarding.
Yeah, I can definitely see that being very rewarding. And do you have any other tips or general advice for maybe some of our listeners so that they can get started on, you know, their communication skills getting better and making some changes for the better?
Yes, I think the main thing that we can do is to be cognizant of the words that we're speaking. Sometimes we just speak idly. I think just understanding that our words have creative force, that they generate life, gives a weight to it, that we won't be so frivolous with them, that we would take them to heart and be intentional about the things that we say.
I think that's excellent advice there. And once more, where can people go to get more information about you and all your services?
My website is www.speaklifeinternational.com. I can be emailed directly at kim.morrow@speaklifeinternational.com.
Sounds good. Well, Kim, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to not only educate us, but share such great value with our audience. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Yeah, no problem. We definitely look forward to next time. And for everyone else out there, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.